Okay, today's daf Tzadi Gimel. We're in Tzadi Beis. I'm in Beis, four lines before the wide lines. Amar Rav Yanai. So the Gemara is now trying to go back and explain whether or not the halacha follows Rav. We mentioned Rav yesterday, who holds. Rav says that kedushin is not tofes by yavama. If you have someone who's waiting for yivam and somebody else does kedushin with her, is that kedushin tofsin? Right? Rav said that it's not. So Amar Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said b'chabura, in the chabura of the name of the yeshiva nimnu, they counted. The Gemara, when it decided that ain kedushin tofsin biyavama, that kedushin is not chal, does not grab onto a yavama. I guess because the pasuk says lo siya ishus hamis hachutza, which they hold that it doesn't chal. It's not chal. The kedushin doesn't work. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi, what's the big deal? Lo mishnah seinu huzo. Is this not our clear mishnah? What if we take a whole count to figure out and do a whole pill? It's our mishnah. How do we know? How's it in our Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, right? The Mishnah Kiddushin discusses a case where somebody's Mekadish a woman, in a way that at the time he does the Kiddushin would be impossible for it to be Chal, right? But he's Mekadish her for after a certain time period, and after a time period, then something will take place, and the Kiddushin could be Chal. But at the moment, right now, it would not be Chal. So this Nan. Ha'omer li Isha. So somebody says to a Jewish woman, "Hareyat mikudeshes li la'achar she'esgayer. You are mikudeshes to me after I convert." Meaning that right now you cannot be mikudeshes to me because I'm not Jewish. Or the other way around, it's a Yisrael that's quote mikadesh a goya, and he says la'achar she'tisgayeri, after you convert. Right? Or you have an Eved Kanani who goes to a Yisraelis and says, La'acha she'eshtacharer. After I become a free man, then the Kedushin will be Chal. Or, La'acha she'tishtachri. Or he's a free guy and he goes to a Shivcha and says, after you are freed, then the Kedushin, right, when you get Shikra from your master and you become Yisraelis, then we'll be married. Or, a man says to an Eishes Ish, that you communicate to me, La'acha she'yavuz balech. After your husband dies, meaning I'm just here waiting, your husband dies, I'm going to swoop in, and we're going to be married. Or, la'achar shetamus achosich, or after your sister dies. I guess he's married to her sister, and wait till my wife dies, your sister dies, then I'll be able to marry you. Oh, what? Right. Oh, or he says la'achar sheyachlotzlich yivamich. Or you're sitting to waiting for yibum. After the chalitz is done, then I will swoop in and marry you. Mishnah says ainu mikudeshes. She's not mikudesh. It doesn't work. Why? Rashi says ainu mikudeshes. Kaven dehashta lo tafsli va kedushay likamei laminol tivsi. Since it would have been impossible for kedusha to be chal now, you can't make a tzai and say it'll be chal later. Why? Right? There ain't other makna dover shlo ba olam. You can't be a makna something that doesn't exist yet. You can't. It's going to be a machlokas. We're going to discuss that. But you can't, it's something that's not extant yet in the world. You can't make a kinyan on it. So to hear something that doesn't exist in the world cannot make kedusha. You can't generate the power now for something that doesn't exist. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yanai says back to Rav Yochanan, yeah, how do you know that that's the reason behind the Mishnah? Because I told you, that's what we decided here. Yeah, you knew the rule in the Mishnah, but you didn't know the reason. So Amar Lei, I la did lie la chaspa. If not for me, the lifting up the cover of the barrel, right, me mashkachas marginese tute. Would you be able to find the pearl or the diamond inside? I removed the aura of unclarity from you, and just if we were able to find the diamond without me, right? Rashi says, "Ilav the amilach lav havis masika daitech the time mishnah will tafs kedushin hashlu." The ain davar. You would have thought that you can't do it because kedushin has to be chal right now. You would not have known that the reason why he doesn't not be chal is only because of ain davar makir davar shalom bala olam. But feel yish be yodel lasos achshav. Even if a person can do it right now, meaning here it's davar shalom bala olam. But a lot of these cases, you can deal with it right at this moment. He can convert right now. She can convert right now. Maybe she's in the middle of the process. But right now, nevertheless, it's lo v'ala olam. That's the reason why. So yeah, inu chanami, the Mishnah gives you the halacha, but you wouldn't have known the reason behind the halacha unless we had determined what the reasoning was. So Amalei Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, wait a second, forget this. Why would you, right? He's Docha Rav Yochanan. Why do you think that he says ilav the kalsoch gavarabba. Had it not been for the fact that Rabbi Yonai says that you're an Adam Gadol, meaning that your understanding of the Mishnah is correct, hava minalach ana, I would have said differently, and I would have said masnisin the Mishnah that says the whole point over here is because we prove that the halacha is like Rav, because it said that if someone is if she's waiting for chalisa, meaning she's a shemeres yavam. I missed that point. You shemeres yavam, the kedushin is not chal. So you see, shemeres yavam is kedushin not chal. So Yishlokan says, why are you saying that the reason is a support for you, for Rav? Maybe the whole Mishnah is according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. If it goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar ain't kedushin tosim mechayav elavin. It would be because he holds that there's a chi of lav, right? There is a chi of lav by someone who's waiting for yavam, right? A yavam is not allowed to marry because of lav. That's why the kedushin are not tosim. Nothing to do with what Rav spoke over there, because Rav and Shmuel had the machlokas within the sheet of the Chachamim, who say that Kedushin is Tovsin by Kedushin Lav, and this Mishnah would have nothing to do with it, because this Mishnah is according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says it can't be according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because if it was E Rabbi Akiva, Ki Amr La La'acha Sheyachlo Tzlich Yivamech, Litvisei L'Kedushin. No, because Rabbi Akiva would say, if you had, in the Mishnah's case of saying, she's a Shemeres Yavam, and the guy says, you'll be married to me after you do Chalitza, that would work according to Rabbi Akiva. Aye, there's a Lav, but there's no Lav, because Rabbi Akiva holds, the Hashemili Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Adu Machna Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Rabbi Akiva holds that you can be Machna Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Even if the thing doesn't exist yet, you can still have an impact on it. So in this case, she's not available yet, but she would be available, right? So he would hold in that case that it is a valid Kiddushin, but the Mishnah says it's not a valid Kiddushin. So you can't set up the Mishnah as Rabbi Akiva. If you can't set up the Mishnah as Rabbi Akiva, then you go back to Rabbi Yochanan and use it as a raya for Rav's rule that Shomeres Yavam, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So now we're going to go into finding out different cases of Davar Shalom Bala Olam. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds that Adam is Makne Davar Shalom Bala Olam? This time, we have a Mishnah in Nidarim. Okay? The Mishnah Nedarim says as follows. A married woman says to her husband, Konem sha'ani osa lepicha. Any malacha that I do, and any of my whatever I create, whatever my handiwork, will be ushered to you like a korban, right? Makes a neder that her maisa yadayim are usher for her husband to get hana'ah from. The halacha is, the neder is not chal, because the stuff belongs to the husband, right? Rashi says, Kona shani osa lepicha, isha sha'amr labaila, ma shani osa, whatever I do, malacha, yi asa lepicha bekonem, be asa for your mouth to eat, ain sarich lahafer. Rashi says, the kevin kamishavili, the maise yedeh, lo matzin yandura. Right? She's meshubit, her maise yedeh, is meshubit to him. So right? She is a lean.
He can matter the nether in a second anyway.
So we're saying, you don't even need to be matir.
He doesn't need to.
The net is not chal, because how can it be chal? Something doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him. He has the first lien on these items.
She could say in the first place,
he has the maluk on it.
You don't pay, you don't support me.
But he doesn't say, that's not the case. The case is she just makes a net that whatever I make will be usher to you. Not chal, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer. Rabbi Kiva says, no, he has to be made for the neder, even though the Maisi Yadayim belong to the husband, and she can't asar her Maisi Yadayim on him, he still has to be made for the neder. Why? Shema Tadif Alav Yosem in Haroyalo. Maybe she will make excess. Maybe she'll make the excess, right? Rashi says, Disnan in Ksubas, Mahi Osilo, what does he make for him? What does he have to lean on? Mishkal Heislayim, whatever that is. Right, v'tvei lo mishabed le, and more is not mishubet to him. V'ahadofa chal neder, and on the excess, the neder will be chal. V'afal gav de'adayin lo nasis malacha, even though right now it's not extant. He's making the neder on something that's lo ba'la olam. Rabbi Akiva says, that it's effective.
I make the neder that anything I make, you can't have an offer. So what is the other?
Because we said that the reason why it's not chal is because the woman's maisa yadayim don't necessarily belong to her. The husband has a first lien. But if she makes a... What belongs to her is only up to...
The
excess means she's only... Like Rashi said, brought down the Mishnah
and
Nidar.
It's all hers anyway.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The excess, the Shema Ta'adif, doesn't belong to him. The Mishnah brought down, we just read in Rashi, what's the amount that belongs to him? This Mishkal Heislaim Shtei, whatever this Heislaim is, that belongs to him. If she makes takes more than that. That excess is not his money. It does not belong to him. Not here. Not more than the Heislaim. Now there's a limitation. It's the mission that makes it a limitation. Tvei lo mishtabatur. The Maharsha says more than that is not mishtabatur. And the neder is chayl on the excess, on the extra, and therefore, and I guess the problem is you wouldn't be able to determine what's the extra, what's not. So Rabbi Akiva says you make you matter the neder, but the extra still doesn't even exist yet. He's making the neder now. So you maka adam davar shelo ba'ala olam. Right. So that's number one. The Gemara says, maybe I can say here that this is not a case of Makta Dover Shaloba Olam. We'll get into the Dharm semantics here for a moment. So Itmar La, we already learnt on this Mishnah, Amr Rav Huna, Bereder Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna said the name Rav Yeshua, the Omeres, she says, the shoe Yadai La Oseim, the Yadayim Isnahu Alma. We're talking about over here where she's not Makdis, she doesn't make a nether on the food, she makes a nether on her hands. Her hands become us, or the hands exist. Therefore, that would be something that exists. It's not a case of Dovr Shelo Ba'al Olam, because the hands are right here. Right, I don't know how that works exactly, but right.
So he can't have anora from her hands.
Correct. Right, Yikdashu Yadai Lo Oseihem. Right, my hands are holy to like to whoever made them, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my hands are what becomes holy. And I guess whatever comes out of the hands would then become considered holy also. The Yadayim Isnahu Ba'alma. The Yadayim exist in the world. It's Nadarim, like we'll see. It's all Hafla. It is. It's just a semantics, correct. It's all semantics. How you say it. She says it here, the Nedar is now Chal on her hands. And the hands exist. So therefore, it's not a case of Dovr Shelo Ba'al Olam. Well, if that's the case, then what's the Machlok?
She can't use it either.
No, she says, us it to you.
She said, my Yadayim belongs to the Rabbanim Shel Olam, and she can't use it.
It depends on how she phrases it. Depends on how she phrases it. Maybe it's the case. Maybe that's so. So, okay, so therefore, so what happens now? Right, okay. I guess what goes over here though is that she says my hands are usher, so I guess that would only mean according to Rabbi Akiva that would mean everything, and according to Chachamim that can't be chal on the stuff that's already meshuba to the husband. So that goes away first, and then the excess would be
worst scenario is just not the
right. I understand case. That, but they're trying to figure out what the halakha is, whether you need to. What if he doesn't? Right, but he's not here.
He keeps quiet.
He's not here. He keeps quiet. Okay. So now, Upliga, the Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. This statement of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua argues Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, because Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is going to say that Rabbi Kiva's reasoning is called Makne Adam Dover Shelo Ba'al Olam, and he's going to go the whole list of people who hold that Makne Adam Shelo Ba'al Olam, and then we're going to run through all the cases where we know that these people actually say Makta Adam Shlo Bala Olam, and that will take us through Amud Beis. So the Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Huna Kirav, Rav Huna holds like Rav, and Rav Kirav Yanai, and Rav holds like Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai Kirav Yichia, Rav Yanai holds like Rav Yichia, Rav Yichia, what? Rabbi Chia Kirevi, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Ravi, the Rabbi Kirav Meir, Rabbi Meir Kirav Elazar Ben Yaakov, right? Rashi claims that this is one after another in blind and Masorah. It doesn't work out exactly. Some people seem to be contemporaneous with each other. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Adam Makta Davar Shalom Shelo Ba'al Olam. All these people hold that Makta Davar Shelo Ba'al Olam. And if the case is that Adam Makta Davar Shelo Ba'al Olam, so go back. We can't say that the Mishnah that we brought down in Kiddushin goes like Rabbi Akiva, because in that case, then he would hold that the case of the Shomeres Yavam, the Kiddushin would be Chal. But since it's not Rabbi Akiva, it goes like the Chachamim, and since the Kedushim is not Chal, which proves Rav, that the Kedushim is not Tofes by Shomeres Yavan. But now we're off of that, and we're going back to these cases, and now, what in each of these Amoraim and then Tanoim, where do we see that they hold that Adam Akta Dover Shelo Ba Le'olam? Right? It's like you can sell forward your yet-to-exist production. It doesn't exist yet, yet it still works. So Rav Huna Mahi, what's the case of Rav Huna? The Itmar, as we have, Allah was sent to the Beis Medrash, in the Hamocher Peros Dekel L'Chaveiro. Okay? Someone sells his Peros Dekel to his friend, meaning he sells his yet-to-exist produce to his friend, that they'll be yours when they come into the world. They haven't come into the world yet. Machlokas Amoraim, if the kinyan is chal. Amar Rav Huna says, Ad shelo bo la'olam, until the time that the pair was actually become existence in the world, yochel aserbo, both of them can retract.
Since he did it in the winter.
Okay, yeah, this is in the winter, but I don't think it makes a difference. He's quoting there.
It's still not bo la'olam.
Right, still not bo la'olam. So it's for a case. Right, so he so Amar Rav Huna Achlo Bola Olam, until they come into existence, Yochel Achzerbo, they can both go back to the Adam Mechira, because it's only effective later. So you can, but the moment they come into existence, but Misha Bola Olam Ein Yochel Achzerbo, the moment they become in existence, the Kinyan is Chal. Meaning the Kinyan that we made back then was Chal on Dover Shalom Bala Olam. You see, Rav Huna holds Machna Adam Dover Shalom Bala Olam. But Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says Af Misha Bola Olam Yochel Achzerbo. Rav Nachman says even when the fruits or the produce come into existence, you can be Chozer, because since the pay was not in the Olam at the time you made the Maisa Kinyan, the Kinyan had nothing to be Chal upon. So therefore, because he holds that the Ein Adam Machna Dover Shalom Bala Olam. But you see, Rav Huna really holds the other machadavar shalo bal olam, but and Amar Rav Nachman says Modena, I agree to you, even though there is no kinyan over here, the ishamit va'achalom of kinyaminei, that there is some sense of a kinyan, that even if Rav Nachman basically holds that if I make the kinyan to you, I say I'm glad you pay you today for a hamburger on Thursday, whatever, even if I say to you, right, so it's really how great you pay you Thursday for having it today, so that does work, but just it's the opposite. So if I say to you, I can sell to you the payrolls that's going to exist, and I sell to you now the payrolls that come into existence next week, and comes next week, it's no kinyan, but so we can both be closer. But even if you I made a kinyan, and you start eating some of it, you don't owe me any money. So it's sort of still yours, it's quasi yours, you don't owe me, you don't owe mafkina minei, I can't be tovei you the money for the produce, even though there was no kinyan that was chal. Whatever reason, that's a different. We have to look into that.
There's no payers that come out.
There's no kinyan.
It's not chal altogether.
Then there's no kinyan, but that's the different reason. That's not according to Rav Nachman, it would be the same reason, because ain't the makadav shel ba'olam. According to Rav Huna, the reason why it's not chal is not because there's something wrong with the kinyan. There's something wrong with the produce. Okay, that's Rav Huna. Okay, Rav. How do we know that Rav holds other makadav shel ba'olam? The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. I guess Rav Huna is the name of Rav, so you probably could have learned Rav Huna from here also. Ha'omer lechaveiro sode zo shani lokeach liche eshekachena kinuy lechome achshav. This field that I am going to purchase, when I purchase it, is coming to you from now. So I'm standing here on January 5th. I say that this field that I'm going to buy on January 6th is going to be coming to you. When I buy it, it belongs to you as of January 5th. So it makes a difference between the kuchos and all these other things. It makes a difference and belongs to you the day earlier. Even though the field right now does not belong to me, and right now I can't be makna it to you, the kinyan will be chal at the moment I buy the field from the time I said it would be yours. You know, adam makna davar shelo bala olam. Question Tosfos deals with is why does it have to say the word me'achshav? Why does it say the word me'achshav? It's kind of for you from now, right? Tosfos asks the kashlari lama tsarich me'achshav. The kevon the isle adam makna davar shelo bala olam. Since this man d'amar holds that adam is makna davar shelo bala olam, so therefore adam shemakna davar shelo bala olam is the same thing as shemakna davar shebala olam, right? The kevon the isle adam makna davar shelo bala olam kiivu bala olam udavar shelo bala olam insurach me'achshav. It's the same thing as if it exists. There's no difference if it exists or doesn't exist. So if it exists, I don't have to say me'achshav. I say kanui lecha. I say the field lichish eknai ek when I buy it is kanui lecha. We have to add the word me'achshav here now. It's interesting. Tosos says, if you go down to the first white line, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hacha Itzrich Me'Achsha, why? Mishum, the Stam Kinyan Sada Hibichalipin or Bishtar or Bichazaka. Most of the Kinyanim that you do with a Kinyan in the field is Shtar Chazaka. Right? It's Khalip and Shtar Chazaka. The Kesef ain't calling the Makam Shakosim Shtar. Really, the kinyan is not Chal via the Kesef. Yes, there's an exchange of money because there's an exchange of value, but that's not what the Chalos Kinyan is on. The Chalos Kinyan is either on the Khalipin or the Shtar or the Chazaka. And there, to go down a few lines further, Ulahacha Tsarich Me'achshav. That's why you need Me'achshav, that Philip Dover Shabbat Olam. Even if you said, let's say right now, Mekonif to feel to you, if the kinyan takes place right now, that's fine, because the chalipin exists now. But what Rabbi Tam is worried about is if I kone fi davar shelo ba'al olam with something that's not going to exist later. I say I'm going to kone fi with a ma'aseh chalipin today. He says that the item or the kinyan, that if even if davar shelo ba'al olam, Rabbi Tam says that the item that the kinyan is chala, forget that, that the item that the kinyan is chala won't exist later. So when it comes to kesef, I use kesef. The kesef is now. The kesef is later. The kesef exists. If I do a chalipin with you, so I did a chalipin with you now on January 1, and for a chalos kinyon to take place on January 30th, but the maisa kinyon is still not there. So that's why he has to use the word me'asha to tell you that the chalos is applying right now. Also, okay, fine. So that was Rav. Next is. And Rav Yani and Rav Chia, right? I think they do Rav Yani and Rav Chia in the same one fell swoop. Rav Yani and Rav Chia go as follows. The Rav Yani Havile Arisa. Rav Yani had this sharecropper, right? Right? The Havimaisi Le Kanta de Peri Kol Ma'ale Shabta. Every Erev Shabbos, this sharecropper would come give a kitna of fruits to Rav Yanai to eat on Shabbos. It was a present. He would go bring him in these fruits. So Ahu Yoma, there's one day, there's one Erev Shabbos, Nigale, he was delayed, the Aris didn't come. Viloasa, he didn't come, and Rav Yanai thought that the Aris would come later, but come at a time when he could no longer be mafresh of Erev Shabbos. It'd be too late. So Shaka, what he did, Va'asar mi peri debesi alayu, he took produce from his house, and was mafresh shumer meiser from that produce on the produce that has yet to come into his house. That's what he did. It didn't exist yet. It's not his produce. It's produce that belongs to somebody else that he thinks is going to come to him. He's mafresh shumer on it, and then it comes to him. It's all taken care of. Why? It was not davar shelo ba'al olam. Adamak davar shelo ba'al olam. Okay, so that was a little more of the story. So asal kamei de rechia. So Rav Yani comes in front of Rav Chia to say, did I do the right thing? Was that right? Well, no, you know, was that right? So Amarle, Rav Chia says to him, Shapir avadit. Yeah, what you did was fine. The sanya, because the brisa says, the pasuk says, Leman tilmad liyira es Hashem elokecha kol hayomim. That's talking about Meiser, that you should fear Hashem elokecha kol hayomim. So what is kol hayomim? Elu shabbosos hayomim tovim. That Shabbos and Yontif, that you have to have the mitzvah of, you have to have the mitzvah of oneg v'simcha on Shabbos and Yontif. And the pasuk apparently, right, according to Rashi, kol hayomim, right, Rashi says, kol hayomim elu yom tov v'shabbos, have lamed li yizohir shelo yibatel oneg Shabbos b'fil tikkun tevel. Don't be mevatel on Shabbos because of Tikkun Tevel. It's interesting that Onik Shabbos here seems to be sort of the right thing, an override of the Rabbanan. So Lamai Hilchasa, Le'ezah Halacha, we're talking about over here, right? So towards the bottom of Amud Aleph. Ilema, if we're saying that the Pasuk has come to tell you, La'asure Umechal, that you should be mafresh your Meiser on Shabbos, and therefore, and then eat it on Shabbos, you can say, do I need a pasuk to be matir this din the rabbanon? Right, Rashi says, it's come to teach us that afagat the Shabbos who mitaknon, even though that you're mitaking the fruits on Shabbos, pshita that's pasuk. Because istrich called the mishrei tiltul the rabbanon. I don't know why I use the word tiltul. It's just a din the rabbanon here. But maybe tiltul is because you have to touch it to do it. But the same idea is a din derabbanan, right? Hafrashas meisers b'Shabbos, ena ele mishum shvus. It's only a shvus hafrashas meiser on Shabbos. It's not because we learn in Beitza, elu hen mishum shvus lo magbein shumos meisers b'mesachas Beitza. The hechi osla krad tiltul ba'alma to itzrich lemishrei achra. How would you be? Can't be what the pasuk is talking about. It's pashut. So must be Ella. What's the case that the pasuk is talking about? Lav ki haygavna. It's talking about our case, which Rashi says the mutter laaser al mashalo bala olam va'asid lavo litzarachon and Shabbos. You can be mafresh now for something that didn't exist in order that when it does come into existence, you can eat it for only Shabbos because adam makna davar shlo bala olam. So that's, he says, you're right. So Amar Rav Yani and Rav Chia. Rav Yani says, I still have some doubts because I had a dream. Amar le v'ha akiryum b'chalma. I had this dream in front of me. I had this dream Friday night, I guess, after I did all this. And there in the dream, it said the words, Kaneh Ratzutz, which means like a bruised reed. Right? A bruised reed. And there are two psukim in Tanakh that mention this phrase, Kaneh Ratzutz. One pasuk is going to basically seem to indicate that I was wrong. And he's going to say, no, it's the other pasuk that meant you were right. So kanei ratzutz, my love. So must when it says kanei ratzutz, it's hachik amrli. This is the pasuk that the dream was telling me. Hinei batachto lecha al mishenes hakanei ratzutz hazeh. This is Sancheiriv. When he comes to Chizkiyahu, he says that why are you relying on Mitzrayim? You're relying on this kanei ratzutz, on this bruised reed you're relying on, right? How can you rely on this? They're not going to come to help you. So you were relying on this heter that's back to come to help you. It's a kanei ratzutz. So I had this dream that I was wrong. So he says, lo, that's not the pasuk, right? Rav Chiya says, that's not the pasuk you were looking at. Ela hachik armalach. This is the pasuk. Right? This is in Yeshaya. Kane ratzutz lo yishbor. The bruised reed will not break. Upishta kehe lo yichavena. And I guess the smoking flax will not go out. That you can rely on it. It's not going to break. It's strong and it won't break. Therefore, it's going to stand and it's not going to break because the din is emes. Because that's actually the end of the pasuk. The pasuk is kane ratzutz lo yishbor upishta kehe lo yichavena. Right? It says le emes yotzi mishpat. It's the truth. That's the kane ratzutz. You're good to go. You did the right thing. Why? Because adam akad davar shalom olam. Okay. Next, Rebbe. How do you know the Rebbe holds adam akad davar shalom olam? The sanya pasuk says lo saskir eved el adonav. Don't return a slave to the master. So Rebbe says, what's this case talking about? Bilokeach eved al manaso shachar al kasam edaber. Talking about a case where you are purchasing the slave on condition, or the reason for purchasing them is you want to free them, right? You know, you're Frederick Douglass, you're freeing, the references all over the place, you're freeing slaves, right? You're going to free slaves. So hechidami, so what's the case? So Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, it's as follows. The kus of lei, you say to the slave, right, you say, Likke eshakachecha, when I purchase you from your master, hari asmecha kanu yulach me'achshav. You are as if you are freedom, and you have your own freedom from now. So the
good,
how do you have them purchasing? Okay, that's exactly the proof. That's exactly the proof. Next, Rabbi Meir is the following. Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah. Turn to change the Gerus actually to a Brisa, because it does not a Mishnah that appears anywhere. Ha Omer li Isha, man says to a woman as he gives her the most kiddushin. I guess he's not Jewish yet. He says, you are Mekudosh to me after I convert.
This is our Mishnah, isn't it?
Well, which is similar to the Mishnah we mentioned in Kedushin. Or, La'achr Tizgayri, or after that you convert. La'achr Sheshtacharer, he's calling that case. Or La'achr Sheshtachari, La'achr Sheimush Baleich, La'achr Shetamus Achusich, La'achr Sheachlutz Yevmeich, Eina Mekudoshes. We said Eina Mekudoshes. That was the Raya for Rav. But we say over here, no, Remeir or Mekudoshes. Remeir says in all these cases, it is Mekudeshes because he holds Adam Akhna Davish Lobola Olam, and the Kedushin will be Chal the moment the conditions are fulfilled. The Kedushin will be Chal. Okay, that is Remeir. Now the Gemara is continuing to explain that Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov holds Adam Akhna Davish Lobola Olam. Disanya. We have a Brisa. Okay, the Brisa is talking about the halachas of Truma, that we say that Truma cannot be taken. You can't take Truma from one thing for Truma for produce that is already mechubar, that is still mechubar lekarka. You can only take talush from talush. You can't take talush from mechubar, and you can't say this amount of mechubar will take care of this talush. Okay. Therefore, if someone says that the peiros in this row that are still mechubar lekarka, if he says lichka shetiyashlu, when I take them off from the produce, they will be truma for the peiros that are already taken out. Or I say I'm the mafish truma on this for this other row, right? That doesn't count. But right. So, but then we say the yeter al ke. But I guess over there. I guess the Brisa says that you can do it. The Brisa says you can do it. You can say, you can't do it at the moment. You can't say right now, it's tumor for this. But the Brisa there says, you can say, when those produce is removed, that's going to be truma for here. Why? Because and then that says it's stam, and then the bright Brisa continues what we have now. Yes, Rokin Amr Belezer Ben Yaakov, Afilim Amr Peros Arugazo Hatlushim, Yet Truma Peros Arugazo Mechuburim. If I say the Peros on this truma, right? If I say the payers on this truma, on this, what's separated, is going to be truma for what's already still attached to the ground, payers aruguzo mechurim, al payers aruguzo tlushim, lichishe yaviu shlish, v'yital shu, ukeviu shlishlut nishlut, devarv kayamim. He says it works even at the moment that you make, even the truma cannot even, you can't even think of truma until it reaches a third of growth. So Rav Elazar says, not only can you make the, can you be mafresh from mechubar to non mechubar when you say, if you say when it's taken off, you can say even when it becomes a third, I can take it off. Why? The reason being is that he's agreeing with this Mishnah, with this price, the davar ad makna davar shaloba leolam. Right, even though at the moment right now, you can't take Truma, but you can say, when I can, then I will. Okay, that's that. And the next case is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is what we had before about the woman and the woman and the nether. So just read it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mitan, Konem Shani Osu Lepicha, Enel Sarach Lahafer, Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer, he has to be made for the nether, Shema Tadi Falav, yes, and Aroilo, maybe he'll make extra, and the nether will be Chal on the extra, so he has to be made for the nether, even though the extra doesn't exist right now. He doesn't hold that answer he gave before, because he said that's not the case. The case is that the nether is chal on the excess, because adam makne davar shelo bala olam. So he went through all the shitas who hold adam makne davar shelo bala olam. Next we'll get back to that. I think it's a mafkid, right? Remember, mafkid talks about it also, right? Okay, next back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah talked about a case where they told her that your husband and your son died, meaning your husband and son died, and she made whatever order that is, and she did some sort of action based on the testimony that was given. They said first your son died, then your husband died. So first your husband died, then your son died, then so therefore she's putter from Yibam. Or they said first your son died, and then your husband died. So first your husband died.
The son died first,
then she has Chayav Yibam. Whatever the case was, and then it turns out that it was the opposite.
Right.
So we had all the impact. So now the Gemara asks, "Bowin minay me Rav Sheshes." They asked Rav Sheshes, "Eid echad biyavama mahu." What's the din, right? What's the din of a woman, right? She doesn't know that their sons are not, and they tell her that her husband dies and she needs yivam. What's the din? An eid echad says you have to do yivam. What's the din? So Tosfos asks right away, "What's the shaila? What's the question?" Look at Tosfos, "Eid echad biyavama," right? Vim tomer, "Ma kami bayilu." Right, the Gemara is, let's go, just read. The Gemara is asking, okay, is he Neman to matter her to the Yavam or not? Meaning this, your husband died, you have a brother-in-law, you have to do Yivam. Does the Eid Echad work? Do you say that the same way that the Eid Echad was matter her to go remarry somebody else, if there were no brothers, is the Eid Echad also matter her to marry the Yavam? So what are the two studim? I guess the reason being is even though before we said that Chamim are Mekel and said that she could marry with Eid Echad, but they had the concept of there as Daiko Mitzvah. So does Daiko Mitzvah apply here as well? So just read the Tzadim and then read a bit in Tosos. Because we say, do we say Taima de Eid Echad Mishum de Milsa David al Gluye Lo Mishaker? Maybe the reason why Eid Echad is believed is because it's Milsa David al Gluye. It's going to be revealed. Whether he's alive or not, it's going to be revealed. If he's not dead, he's going to show up. And someone's not going to lie. That's the assumption. Someone's not going to lie if it's going to be easily revealed.
You're making a halacha on an assumption.
Do that all the time. That's not a chiddush. So lo mishum de milsa avidu l'gluye lo mishaker v'hacha nami lo mishaker. So to hear the eight echad is not going to lie because it's milsa de avidu l'gluye. The guy can come in. Oh Dilma, time of the eight echad mishum de ihi daiko minsaba. Maybe the eight echad is believed because she won't get married because she's going to look into it, right? The hacha, but over here maybe she won't look into it because came with the zimin the rachmalei. Maybe she likes her brother-in-law, right? And lo daiko minsaba. Therefore, she's not going to be medayik minsaba. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? We said the reason is daiko minsaba. We never came up with this milsa davudu legluye, right? Tosfos says, v'im tomar makami ba'iluhu v'adei time adayid echad mishum daiko minsaba hu kidemuchach la'el. Like we said before, we said it many times. So the Ri explains, Amar Ri, Dimi Boile, Hadisamchinon Adiyuka Diday. The question is, why are we so mech on her diuk? I was going deeper into that, being relying on her daiko minsuba. Is it because Mishum Davud Ligliahu, Vahav Davud Ligluye, who Ikaratam? Maybe the Ikar reason is because it's something's going to be revealed. And therefore, the daiko minsuba like, is the straw that breaks the camel back. Since it's going to be revealed, she'll check in, and then it's okay. Or there's a real reason only because, right? Ulahachi yesh lismocha diyuka zuta ki hacha de lo leke kulehai mishum de rachmanalei. Or Dilma Iku time the Eilecha Mishum the Daika. Or maybe is the real reason because it's going to be revealed, and therefore with a minimal Daiku Mitzvah it would be fine. Or is the real reason solely because of Daiku Mitzvah? So if the reason is solely because of Daiku Mitzvah, well, here she's not going to be Daiku Mitzvah. So basically, Tosfos just adds this other layer of where the Daiku Mitzvah is coming to add on to Davar that's going to be revealed, or is it solely because of Daiku Mitzvah? So Amalu Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, Tinisua, this din is explained in our Mishnah.
Well, we said that yesterday that Daiku Mitzvah she has to do. The reason why she gets punished
is because Daiku Mitzvah.
She didn't do it.
It's because she didn't do it.
Correct.
But the reason why we allow her to marry is because she should be Daiko Mitzvah, and she knows if she's not Daiko Mitzvah, all these things are going to happen to her.
Right.
Okay. So Amru Rav Sheshes Tani Suah, with this din can be explained in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Amrullah, they said to the woman, right, there's a woman whose husband and son went away. And they said to her, Meis Benech, your son died first, therefore you're not Chayav Nivam. The Achar Kach Meis Baalech, and then your son, then your husband dies. So really, that... You are Zukuka Yibum, because when your husband died, there were no children. So, Vinis Yabba. So in that case, she has Yibum to the brother. She does Yibum. The Achar Kach, and afterwards they come and say, the Amrula, Chil of Dvarim. No, it was flipped around. Your husband died first. So therefore you married the brother-in-law? You can't do that. It's a problem. So therefore you say, Tetzei, she has to leave from the Yavam. Avla Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. And any children she had from this brother-in-law, either was from before or after became known to her about the flip, our mamzerim. So I guess again we said going to Rabbi Kiva because it's a lav. So hechi dami. So what's the case? What's the case of how when the edim came back and forth? So elim. So what happens is you have edus comes and tells her that she is mutter to the yavam. So hechi dami. Elim atrei utrei. If two witnesses came at first and said that the son died first, and therefore you can do yibum. Vitrei, and then two witnesses came afterwards and said that your husband died first, and therefore you should not do yibum. My chazis samachta hani lismocha hani. It's trei utrei. Why are you relying on the second ones more than the first pair? Not only that, when you have two or two, you usually stay with the status quo, and the second two only came after the marriage. So stay with what they are now. So he says, va'od, and even if you say that you're going to rely on the second one, so why are the kids mamzerim? Mamzer? Suffolk mamzer who? It's not a vate mamzer. You have trey utrey, we don't know which ones are telling the truth. Who went first, who went not. So it's only a suffolk mamzer. It's not a real mamzer. We have two edim here.
Right.
We just said elim utrey. Right? So he says, suffolk mamzer? It's a suffolk mamzer, because maybe the first two edim are correct. Aye, the chitema lo duck. Maybe the Mishnah is not being exact, and just uses the word mamzer when it really means suffolk mamzer. Right? But the seifa, the second case of the Mishnah is where they told a woman that your husband died, and she got married, and they come back and say, no, that he's alive, and then he only died later. Until you got married at the time when he was alive, we say there, Rishon Mamzer, Achron Eino Mamzer. There the language is specific. The Rishon's a Mamzer. So if the safe of the listener, the language is specific. So if the narration of the language is specific, Shmamina Dafkatani. So it can't be a case of Trey or Trey. So what's the case? Elolav must be Shmamina Bichad. We're talking about a case where one witness comes and says that the son died first. And she was Daiko Mitzvah, and she did all the things. The son dies first, and therefore, you are mutter to Yibum.
Right.
It's proof that answers our question right then and there. Right. The question was, Eidecha b'Yivam amal. See, the Mishnah said that Eidecha would work. And then came Trey, right? The time, or the reason why she has to now leave him is the Asu Beitrey Achusha, because two came and were Machashim. Halav Hachi, had two witnesses not come, we'd be Somech on the 1-8. So that answers the question of that Eidecha b'Yivam is Neman. Okay, the Ikad Amar, and the second Lashon says that wasn't the question, right? Hal Loti Bailach. That wasn't the question, because Vadai the Eidecha is Neman to testify that she's Mutter to the Yavam. What's the case? Why is that the case? Dafilu Ihinami Hemna, because even a woman herself is believed to say, my husband died, even if there are no kids, and therefore she has to go to the Yavam. We'll see that these are Mishnayos later on, I think, in Daf Kuf Yud Ches. What's a woman believed on, what's a woman not believed on? She's not believed on to tell me which one died first, but she's believed to say that my husband died, even if there are no kids. So she's believed, the Eidecha is certainly believed. So that's not the question. The question is, right, how do we know that it's not? Because of a Mishnah that says, Aisha Sha'amra Meis Baili. If a woman says that my husband died, Tina say, right, she can marry. And Meis Miley, right, Tis Yavim. She could also do Yivim. She could do Yivim. Right, the Meis Miley to Nasei would be a case where she has kids, or there are no brothers, or I guess, but she has kids. And the other case would be there are no kids. And nevertheless, her testimony is believed. So, Kiti Boi Lecha, what's the question? Is Lemishre Yavamala Alma? The question is whether an eid echad can matir her to a yavama. What's that? Rashi says, last Rashi, yavama alma, eid echad matir l'shuk. Can an eid echad matir her? The last Rashi. Can an eid echad be matir her to the shuk? Meaning, she'omer la meis yivmech, or meis balech va'achrachach meis binach. Can an eid echad say that your yavam died? Or can an eid echad say that your husband died and then the son died? Or can she be mati her and get her out of the yavam? So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks again, so my time at the Eid Echad, what's the reason, we're saying Sakratar now, what's the reason why an Eid Echad is believed to tell you that your husband died? Mishum de milsa David, something that's going to eventually be revealed, he's not going to die, not going to lie, and hacharami lo mashaker. So to hear, doesn't make a difference whose death he's testifying about, that's usually going to be asli gluye. So just like it's asli gluye by the husband, it'll be asli gluye by the yavam, he's believed. O Dilma, what's the reason why Eid Echad is believed to tell a woman that her husband died? Is because the Eid Echad mishum de ihi daiko mitzvah. Because you have to add upon that concept of daiko mitzvah. So by when her husband dies, should be daiko mitzvah. Vaha, but a woman who's not talking about whether or not her husband died. She's looking to see whether or not she can be matil shuk, and that the eight echad testifying about the yavam, maybe lo daiko mitzvah. She's not going to be daiko mitzvah here, because maybe the misnahu. Maybe she does, maybe misnahu the sign lay. Maybe she hates the guy. She hates the yavam. So she's not going to look into it so deeply, so we won't try, we won't believe them. So Gemara says, I'm going to go a little viper now. Okay, I didn't think you would argue. So
it's very easy then.
Yeah, it's the same. It repeats again. It's the same thing, right? So Amrul Rav Sheshes Tanisua. It's our Mishnah because Amrula, they said to the woman that your husband and your son went to Balas to Midas Hayam Meis Baalech. Your husband died. The Akarkach Meis Benech. The opposite case. Your husband died. So Matarhu to the Yavam. That's a case of being Matarhu to the Yavam. Your husband died first, and then the son. So you went to the Yavam. So Venises, and then she marries somebody. V'yachakach amr lachilu dvarim.
Then the son is not yet mutter to the Yavam. He had a child when the husband died.
She's mutter. We're talking about the case of mutter to the shuk. Right, that's what we're talking about. The case we're saying is where Rashi says Yavam ala alma. I may have said it wrong, but the case is Yavam ala alma. That Meis Baalech and she's mutter, she's mutter to shuk. So Gemara says, right. So what's the case? And then the Afrikach Amal Chilufa Ayudvarim. It's the opposite happened. Really, the son died first, and then the husband died, and you're still Zukukul Yivam. So Teitze, we say she has to leave. V'Havlad Harishon V'Achron Mamzer, and everyone's a Mamzer. So hey, chidami, what's the case? So ilay mitrei utrei. If it's 2 or 2, my chazda samachani smachani. Why are you relying on the latter 2 edim? Rely on the first 2 edim. You edus mukleshes. Just keep the status quo. The ode and more suffik mamzer who? It's a suffik mamzer who. The chitame lo dark. And if you say that they weren't exact, how many kind of sefer rishol mamzer ve'achron enam mamzer shemaim le dafka tani. Again, it's dafka. You see in the sefer it's dafka, and the reish it's also dafka. Ella, what's the case? It's chad. It's one witness came and said that first your husband died and then your son died. Therefore, you mutter to marry anybody from the shuk, right? It's chad. The time of the asu betray, and the reason why she has to, the reason why the edus of the first witness is knocked out is because 2 witnesses came afterwards and knocked it out. The achashul, and they contradicted him. Halav hachi, had they not 2 witnesses not come, meheman, he would believe. So you see that the edah is believed to matter the woman to the shuk. Tell that there's no chi of yibum. So if he's believed to matter the woman to the shuk, he's also believed what? It's a little different. The case that Rashi wrote down was a case where he's testifying that the yavam died. Here are the cases he's testifying that, no, that you had a child.
Right.
Not that the yavam died. It's a little different. But whatever. The idea, the concept is saying that it's matter her to the shuk. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, maybe I can say that's not the case. La'olam, I'll tell you the case is, it's not a raya, because la'olam, I'll tell you the case, it's trey u'trey. It is true, trey u'trey. It's not edus mukheshes. When do we believe the second edim more than the first edim? By zimum. It's not a case of he says A and he says B. It says, oh, you said A, and you, how can you said A? You were with us in Chicago at that time. So I told Chicago.
I don't know why, but that's to me.
Oh, yeah. In Chicago, they say Milwaukee. That's how it works. Yeah. So
they, that, I met him anyway.
So what?
Zomim anyway to me. He's not going off the...
No, the halacha of Zomim only applies when you state you could have been there.
You
could
have been there.
You're not attacking the testimony, you're attacking the witnesses themselves. Exactly. That's the difference. Right. Therefore, it's Shrei Uche, right? The Amr of Acham Bar Minyume, of Acham Minyume says somewhere else, that's Be'edi Hazama. Halchanami Be'edi Hazama. So to here, we're talking about Edi Hazama. And therefore, you believe the second one. So the reason why we're believing it could be a case of two witnesses. If it's not a case of Eid HaChadav, if it's a case of two witnesses, and this can probably go on both Loshonos, if it's a case of two witnesses, we don't have any case of one witness, and we have no raya to the answer, to the question. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Rav Mordechai. Have a good day.